Yorkton. We are currently in the midst of what is becoming one of the most interesting annual events held in our city, Culture Days. Defining exactly what constitutes Canadian culture has never been easy because this country has always been extremely diverse, starting with the varied First Nations which existed on this land long before Europeans arrived. And what we know as Canada was created by both English and French influences. From the immigrants from around their world have made their way to Canada and brought with them their culture, which has become mixed with everyone else's to create something so unique it defies a simple definition or explanation. And, frankly, that's just fine. We don't need to define a culture as much as embrace it in its rich diversity. If that means enjoying borscht and pierogies, while listening to Caribbean music, then that's just being Canadian. The varied cultures have always been proudly shared in our city, from Robbie Burns Day complete with a serving of haggis, to First Nations powwows, to reading celebrating Taras Shevchenko, poet of Ukraine. That is in part the strength of our community, its general inclusiveness, something we must never lose sight of. That is why the current 3 weeks dedicated to Culture Days is so encouraging. It is a time where people can organize events to share the varied aspects of what culture can be. From artisan arts such as needle-felted wool landscapes, to Nigerian crafts, to African music, to spoken word poetry, to tours of the brick mill and Jamaican jerk and fish fry, the community can enjoy the rich diversity we have. That's important as it allows us to better understand our neighbors, to enjoy their culture and reciprocate by sharing something of ours. In so doing, we hopefully build connections, and those connections become a foundation against distrust, racism, and even hatred that still rears its ugly head and comes out of the dark, dank corners still too often. Understanding our neighbors helps quash such things, and Culture Days can be part of that. And, of course, the events of Culture Days are just fun too. Drawing chalk art on a sidewalk outside the local art gallery might not change attitudes, but it can create smiles for participants, and in the world right now, a smile cannot be discounted as important either. This year there were 45 feet events registered to be part of Culture Days. That is great. But given how varied local cultures are, and how varied what is seen as culture can be, there is no reason that number can't grow significantly for 2024. So enjoy this year, and start planning for a bigger and better event next fall.